Hey, Calvary family, this is Pastor Michael Grove here on the Bible Reading app. It is April the 13th, and we are here in the book of 2 Timothy. So join me if you can by reading along. Otherwise, let me read this over you, and in the end, I'll give you a quick thought before we end our time together. Here we go, 2 Timothy chapter 4. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved the world, has departed me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metal worker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all. This concludes the book of 2 Timothy. Let me give you a quick thought before we end our time together. So Paul is mixing two messages here. First, he's reminding Timothy to keep preaching the word. And I love verse 2. It says, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. You have to be ready to always give an answer for what you believe. There's a lot of tricky conversations in culture right now. Sexuality, abortion and life, immigration, and so many other things that the world would want us to be divided by. Yet, you have to know what you believe and why you believe it, but be able to give patience and careful instruction to these types of conversations. But know this, the time will come, and even Paul says this in verse 3, where people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. What a profound message from Paul, because that's the truth today. You can find groups of people who will support every side of every argument. Oh, and we said this before, they'll use the scriptures to do it. That's why we have to stay strong. We have to continue to make sure we know what we believe and why we believe it and how the scriptures back it, and even more, how the character of God in Jesus makes it right. But then the other part of this, Paul is being poured out, as he says, like a drink offering. He is coming close to the end of his life. yet he is still doing everything he can to encourage sound doctrine. He's making sure that Timothy knows, despite everything that Paul is going through, preach what is true, do what is right. You might face all kinds of difficulties for it. In fact, he said, "I was delivered from the lion's mouth." And a lot of theologians believe he was thrown into a coliseum against lions. But the Lord, he said, rescued me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Note that he's not saying he'll bring me safety on this earth. He's beyond that at this point. He knows he wants to be with the Lord. And so he's doing whatever he can to be right and good and faithful and be able to fight the good fight, as he says, so that he will be able to stand strong. He knows that in the end, he has kept his faith, and that's the biggest battle that he had coming against him. And so now, he's not worried about this earthly kingdom, because he knows that there is a crown of righteousness that will be given to him as he enters the kingdom of heaven. In the end, that's what we could only hope for, that we would live such good lives that when we stand before our Heavenly Father, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Then he invites us in to enter into his rest. The only way to do that is to know what you believe, stand strong, and live for the Lord every second of every day. So I pray God gives you strength and discipline, that the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, and that you are able to make the decisions that lead you to life. This is the end of 2 Timothy. Can't wait to read what's next. But until then, friends, that's all the time we have left for today. I love you, and God bless. Thank you.